10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, the program where we use the light of truth to expose the lies and the deception that lurks in the shadows in this late hour. Ladies and gentlemen, deception is everywhere. It is a giant that lumbers in the alleyway, in the highways, and in the schoolyard of your children. And in these end times, most people do not see it or care to. But I know that most of you do. So welcome to the program. I'm your host, Nathan Liao, and the website is watchmanscry.com. Over the last few sessions, we've been on a project to expose the secret messages that were displayed in the last Illuminati-sponsored Babylon Super Bowl. If you're joining us for the first time, this is going to be part 4 of this project. And in the first 3 parts, we examined several things, including an introduction to Super Bowl symbolism and why they do it. When I say they, I'm referring to the Illuminati globalists that have a mission right now to destroy this planet, to take us into their dark season of slavery and madness and chaos. And I admit, ladies and gentlemen, that these topics are not easy to digest. I know that most people would rather talk about things that have to do with summer breeze, makeup, and window dressing. But folks, this is the time that we live in. We are in the end times. And since we are in the end times, we must talk about these things because events are happening that are going to take us into the culmination of Bible prophecy. We are living in those days that were forecast and prophesied. And the scriptures do talk about a globalist takeover. They do talk about a one world government, about tyranny. And as we look at the landscape of planet Earth right now, the geopolitical developments are telling us that we're in the end times. And they are telling us that there are people that are steering the ship and taking us into a dark season. And that's why we talk about them here on this program. There does exist a group that go by several names, the Illuminati, the Globalists, the New World Order, and the members of those elite groups are very small, and they are a part of a very dark, evil web of deceit. And they have a project, and their project has a goal. Their project has a plan. Their project has a scheme. This thing is in motion, folks. So at times I may call them or the Globalists or the Illuminati, etc., but when I say that, I'm talking about the schemers that are going to be used to fulfill Bible prophecy to take this planet into a final chapter. I've said many times that this final chapter is going to involve all of us. We are going to participate if we're alive. So we need to get ready. We need to get prepared. We need to become familiar with their schemes and their game plan. Now, I do not always concentrate on this type of information. I do not always dwell or obsess with this type of information. But here at Watchman's Cry, our goal is to be awake and to expose the things that they are doing. I'm not doing it because I believe that we can stop it, because folks, we're not going to stop this thing. Bible prophecy is in motion right now. It's going to take place. We're going to participate. But it is our duty as the children of God, as those who are followers of Christ, of those who have been redeemed, to be ready, to be prepared, to become enabled, to become strengthened, and to navigate our lives in such a way that we will be under God's protection, God's leadership, God's guidance, God's counsel, and God's strength. Folks, I want to see you make it. I want to see you endure. It is not a good testimony when the people of God fall apart and start shaking at their knees, when they become overwhelmed with the cares of life or the things that are happening. Folks, you have a testimony that is in development right now. And no matter where you are in life in this late hour of 2014, no matter what circumstances you are going through, no matter what trials and fires you are experiencing right now, God knows your situation. And He is able to see you through. He's able to bring hope and encouragement to you. He is able to use the circumstances that you are in right now to harvest a great testimony in your life. So as we are talking about these end times, and as I share the dark things that they are doing, the reason I'm doing it, folks, is so that you can know that you're not alone, so that you can know that there's a reason that things are happening in your life, so that you can know that there's a reason for the chaos that you're experiencing, so that you can know that there's a reason for the darkness and the challenges and the trials that you are experiencing right now. Folks, there is a dark fog that is coming over planet Earth. It is hovering over America. It's coming over your city and over your town. And that darkness is having an effect on God's people. It will have an effect in these end times on God's people. It will have an effect on how we think. At times it will bring confusion. At times it will make it more difficult than it has in the past for you to function. My friend, you are not alone. God is still in heaven. He is still on the throne. And He's going to see you through. And I know that some people ask and they wonder and they say, Nathan, why do you talk about doom and gloom and darkness? Folks, I am a watchman. I am up on the wall, and my job is to share the announcement and the warning of what I see in the horizon approaching this country of America and this planet. It is my job to let you know what I see through the binoculars of the Holy Spirit. And as I share what I see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just doing it to scare you. Folks, I'm doing this so that you can know that we have to get situated. Because those people, the globalists, they have a plan, and they're not going to stop their plan. Their plan is in motion right now. Their plan is dismantling America as I speak. Their plan is causing stores to shut down and go out of business. And whether or not I talk about them, it's still happening, folks. Their plan is destroying America. It is destroying the middle class of our country. The retirement years of people today in America are going to be broadsided by what the New World Order is doing to America right now. So I have to talk about what they're doing. And in the Super Bowl that just occurred on February the 2nd, they revealed a huge, huge portion of what's going to happen and what's coming. So I have been dissecting that thing. I have been working on it. I have been applying myself to uncover what they revealed. And folks, it is incredible what I have been able to find. Even since the last program came out, parts 1, 2, and 3, we're in part 4 now. I have uncovered information that I, up to this point, have not seen anyone else talk about. So I am bringing this information because I asked God to help me to see what they are doing to help His people get ready. Now, in the last program, in the last session, we talked about one of the sponsors of the last two Super Bowls, Pepsi-Cola. PepsiCo is a global trilateral commission company that, in my humble opinion, does not care about your health. They only care about getting you and your children addicted to their GMO-tainted, synthetic, poisonous foods and drinks. So I spent time talking about it in the last three sessions. I had to, folks, because part of the end-time plan of the globalists is to have the citizens of planet Earth subdued, drugged, and anesthetized to what's going on. They do not want people responding and reacting to their plan. They do not want people to revolt, especially here in America. They do not want to see a revolution of unhappy people. They do not want to see the villagers show up with pitchforks and torches. So they have an active plan going on here in America that is drugging this country. So I talked about it in the last sessions. If you haven't heard those sessions, please go listen to them. They were more geared toward the health. But folks, fighting the New World Order or getting prepared for the end times and getting your family prepared is not just knowing that the New World Order globalists are about to start a war or have a Bilderberg meeting once a year or have a Bohemian Grove meeting once a year. Dealing with what's going on in these end times is going to require that you have your mental facilities, that you have clarity, a sound mind. And one of the biggest enemies to a sound mind is the things that we put into our bodies. Bad food, garbage food, processed food, recreational drugs, prescription drugs, antidepressants. I talked about all that in the last program. So If you haven't heard it, please go listen to it. But today, we're going to talk about the next part of their scheme. I'm going to talk about something that I believe is one of the most important messages that you're probably going to hear. Bar none. Folks, I really believe that. You need to really listen to what I'm going to talk about today. Because, folks, they have their plan in motion. They are not stopping. They are not slowing down. They're not going to pause and wait for you to cross the street first. They'll run over you. And right now in these end times, the New World Order fascist money-sucking vampires are raping the United States and the West of our last remaining resources, and they are in the middle of a geopolitical engineered plan to take this world into a war, to plunder this world of its last remaining resources. Ladies and gentlemen, their plunder is underway. Their game is afoot. Their plan is in motion, and we are approaching the two-minute warning. And I'm here to expose their agenda and what they are already doing. And my friends, I live and breathe this. It's not just a commitment, it's a calling. And it requires labor and mental effort and, at times, anguish of mind and soul. And when that happens, I do take the brunt of the mental toll on my health and my body. So I appreciate those of you that are praying for me, for my health. I have been sharing over the last few programs that I am battling lupus. I've been battling it for 11 years. So at times it's a struggle and it's a battle. But folks, when you don't hear from me, when a few days go by or a few weeks go by between programs, I'm working on a new one. I'm trying to get my rest. I'm trying to get my health together. I'm trying to maintain myself so I can continue my assignment to bring you this information. So those of you that have been sending your letters of support and encouragement and prayers, I want to thank you for that. Because, folks, it keeps me going. It is very encouraging to hear from you that you're out there and you're listening. So I appreciate your prayers, folks. And also, I need your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for a covering over my family. Because the enemy does not like what I'm doing. Ever since I started this project, I can feel the anger coming from the powers of darkness. Those of you that have been listeners to my program long enough, you remember that I also did an Olympic series expose on the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics. And when I did that series, it took a huge, huge toll because the powers of darkness get very angry when I do programs like that. And right now I'm doing this Super Bowl expose and I'm feeling the same thing. I'm feeling the same sort of attack. So please continue your prayers. And also, folks, please don't forget us. We do also rely on your gifts of support. So those of you that can, our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, today I'm going to share something very important because I believe that I have uncovered part of their script, a script that they purposely placed in front of the world in anticipation that no one would see it. But they displayed during the Super Bowl a template, part of their playbook, and also a huge, huge warning. Now, I shared part of what their plan is in the previous session, but today we're going to look at the hidden message and the open messages that they showed to us in that production. And the messages that were shown to us were displayed in several venues. They were displayed in commercials that were shown during the Super Bowl. They were displayed in the Pepsi halftime production, in the halftime show, and in the words of the commentators themselves who were commenting on the football game. And there was also a message in the game itself. The messages were varied, and they serve as a warning, an announcement, and a proclamation of what is coming to this planet. So I have a lot of information to bring to you. Now, I want to say right at the beginning that I know in the natural it is not easy for some people to understand or accept or receive some of the things that I'm going to talk about today. Because in the natural, some people would say, Nathan, it was just a game. Come on. The Super Bowl is just a game that happens once a year. They need to have revenue, so they sell ad space to different companies. And those companies produce commercials, and then they have a halftime show, and then after Super Bowl Sunday, it's done. How can you really believe, and why would you believe or insinuate or think or try to convince people that there's a secret message in the Super Bowl, Nathan. Why do you think that? Here's why, folks. And if some of you are struggling with this, here is why. It's because the Illuminati does exist, first of all. Now, wherever you are in your knowledge of the New World Order, if your eyes have been opened that they exist, then you know that they've been at this for a long time, and they consist of a lot of different groups. They consist of various corporate interests, political interests, and academic interests. And they all have one common goal, and that is to see this world become a one-world government with a one-world financial system. And the reason they want to do it is because they want to have power, and they want to be very rich. They want to control the world, and they believe that if their scheme is carried out, then they will ensure the longevity of their wealth for their family's dynasty in the years ahead and for their generations of future family members. It's a selfish reason. It has to do with money and power. But when we look at the scriptures, we see that the scripture talks about an end-time one-world government that's going to rise up during the tribulation period. So because we know that we are in the end times, and because we know that the infrastructure is being worked on right now, that means that A plus B equals C. And C means that there are very powerful people that exist right now. And these individuals are very, very superstitious. They rely on numbers. They rely on numerology. They are occultic. They rely on symbolism, numerology, and secrets to maintain their order. But while they love to have their secrets and their superstitious belief in numerology, they also are very reliant on dates. And they also love to boast. They love to project what they're going to do. They love to telegraph the next event that's coming. So they like to hide major worldwide historical events, i.e. terrorist attacks, false flag attacks, explosions, wars, and events that cause chaos. They love to project and telegraph that these things are coming in advance. And they also love to use Western media and entertainment to do it. And the Super Bowl has evolved into one of their programs where they love to announce and proclaim and also warn and boast what they're going to be doing in the future. We saw in last year's Super Bowl, Beyonce give a lot of Illuminati symbolism. The year before, we saw Madonna do the same thing. We've seen Nicki Minaj do those types of things in Grammy Award shows. We've seen Katy Perry do those things. Folks, today's pop harlot entertainers are being used by the New World Order Illuminati to also deliver their message. So in the recent Super Bowl, they revealed that they have a plan to continue to dismantle America. And they revealed that there are approaching events that are going to occur in America and in this world. And they also revealed a possible timeline and also possible places. They also revealed who and what will be involved. They shared a lot of things. Nathan, are you serious? They said that much stuff in the Super Bowl? I believe so, folks. I believe I uncovered some information that is enormous. Now, one of the Freemason Illuminati writers from the 1800s wrote several books. His name is Manly P. Hall. And he said that symbolism is the language of the mysteries. They called their illumination, their enlightenment, their desire to find enlightenment, the mystery. And they said symbolism is the language to find the enlightenment, the answers. He went on to say the mysteries, and when he's saying mysteries, he's talking about Lucifer, their god. Lucifer is who the Illuminati worships. And he said the mysteries chose symbolism as an ingenious and ideal method of preserving their knowledge. Because their knowledge can be hid in a single figure, in a symbol. They can use one figure or symbol that may both reveal and conceal enlightenment, information, and knowledge. So they're saying symbols can reveal or hide. And according to them, they say to be able to uncover the secrets, it's for the wise. And for the wise people, it's obvious what the information is. But to the ignorant, the figure remains inscrutable. And thus, those that are a part of the Illuminati, a part of their occult following, are able to see the symbolism and know what it means. So that's why they love it. That's why they love to hide it. Thus, ladies and gentlemen, what I am talking about right here is not empty rhetoric or a waste of time. because they had a message that they concealed during the Super Bowl, and most people at the Super Bowl did not see it. Most people who are watching the Super Bowl did not see it, and most people in the world did not see it. I have looked on the internet, I have looked on YouTube to see if anyone else found the things that I'm going to share today, and I haven't been able to find it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share something with you that you need to hear about that they do not think anyone else saw. So they did it, and they gloated about it, they laughed about it, they cackled as they did it, because what they did made a mockery out of everyone watching. And what they did made a mockery out of the people that actually attended the Super Bowl. Because what they did, and I'm going to share this in a moment, but they used the fans that attended the Super Bowl to deliver their message. And the fans did not even know they did it. And when I think about this, it confirms to me, without a shadow of a doubt, that these people are full of evil, that they do not care about you, or America, or humanity. Because they made a mockery out of Americans, out of our military, and yes, that's right, folks, out of our U.S. service people who are enlisted in the military. They made a mockery out of them as well. And I'm going to share all of that with you. Now, today, this is what we're talking about. And if you saw the title to this program, you saw what I named it. The Illuminati Unmasked, the Prepare Warning Decoded. And that's what I'm going to do here, folks. We're going to talk about the big one, the big tamale. It was the word that they chose. It was the word prepare, a seven-letter word that they spoke. They said it. In fact, they said it many times during the Super Bowl. So on this program, we're going to examine why they did it. Again, folks, I consider this information very, very important. By the time I'm finished sharing this information, it may be possible that some of you may find yourself bewildered, some of you may find yourself disturbed, and some of you may find yourself actually mad and angry when you hear what they did. And when I think about it, folks, it makes me mad because they're making a mockery out of all of us. Now, folks, granted, not everybody is awake. There are many people who are asleep. They don't know about the New World Order. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what time it is. They're just living their lives. But just because people are ignorant does not mean we have to make fun of them. And based on what the Illuminati did at the Super Bowl, they belittled all football fans, American fans. They belittled you because they thought that you were too stupid to ever figure this out. Some of you are saying, Nathan, come on, get with it. Folks, I have to share this preliminary part because I need to lay this all out on the table. It's very important that I lay this out in a manner that reveals beyond a reasonable doubt that they did this. Because I do not believe that their display was just meant for entertainment. When you saw the words prepare, most of you can probably remember the words prepare. You remember where you saw it. In fact, let me just ask you that. For those of you that know about the prepare message on the Super Bowl, you can picture the prepare message in your mind. For those of you that do not know what I'm talking about, during the Super Bowl, the words prepare were displayed on the screen behind the children who were singing. And we're going to talk about that. But up to this point, most of you have probably seen that it was a word that showed up three times on the field during the halftime show. Some of you saw it in pictures. I've talked about it in the past. And over the course of the last several weeks, some people asked the question, prepare for what? What are they talking about? Why did they say it? What did they mean? Some people made YouTubes and they said, well, they said prepare, but that was it. They didn't tell us why. Well, you know what, folks? Yes, they did tell us why. They spelled out every reason why we need to prepare. And I do not believe it was a veiled announcement. I believe it was a threat. I believe that their word that they showed was mentioned as a warning to the world that there are very grave events approaching this planet right now and this country. There are very grave events that are approaching our lives that are going to affect your life and my life and the lives of your family, your future. They are approaching, folks. But what are these events? What do they want us to prepare for? Now, to explain this is going to require that we find a few other clues. I'm going to provide many images on my website, so you can go to my website, the homepage. It'll have the announcement for this program, part 4, the Illuminati Unmasked, the prepare message warning decoded, and then under that you'll see a link, notes and images. So here we go. The prepare message requires that the entire Super Bowl 3.5 hour production is examined and dissected. And when I say the Super Bowl, I'm talking about the words from the announcers, the commercials, and the halftime show. All of it needs to be examined because I found clues of what's going to happen throughout the entire production. Folks, I have been at this for several hundred hours. So the prepare warning and the decoded message of what we need to prepare for is found, again, folks, in the commercials that were transmitted. And get this, there were about 50 commercials during the Super Bowl, and I examined all of them. Now, that's a lot of time, but I watched them, I studied them, I took notes, I played them in slow motion, I researched the actors that were involved, the background of some of the commercials, I examined some of the companies that produced them. There was a lot of information that I had to examine, and it took a lot of time. But I did it, ladies and gentlemen, because I needed to discover and pull out what the hidden messages were. Now, for some of you that may say or wonder or ask the question, and you'll say, Nathan, according to what you're telling me, that means that there was a conspiracy that the companies that made their commercials got together with the NFL and some of the TV stations, and they decided that there was going to be a message, and they all worked together to produce this message. Nathan, that sounds impossible. That's too hard to believe. Well, folks, here's the deal. The choreographer and the maestro behind the message of the Super Bowl was not necessarily a human. I believe that there are spirits involved that played a role in making this thing come together. Because in the end times, the Bible tells us there will be a spirit of deception over planet Earth. The Bible tells us that there will be seducing spirits in the end times, giving out doctrines of demons, blinding people's eyes, doing their shadowy work and using their deceptive craft to steer and navigate humanity. And when we read that in the scriptures, folks, most people don't take into account of how they're actually going to do that in the end times. Well, here's how they do it. They use the media. They use sports venues, commercials, etc. So the commercials and the people who produced the commercials did not necessarily have to even talk to one another. But folks, here's what's incredible. The commercials still worked together to paint a picture and to reveal what's going to happen. Now, explaining all of this stuff is going to take a while. And by the way, that's why you haven't heard from me in a few weeks, is because I've been working on this. So today I'm going to give you the first disclosure of the prepare warning. Now, for those of you that maybe visited this for a brief moment, or you read an article about it, or you saw YouTube, you can probably remember there was a children's choir during the halftime show that sang, and the word prepare showed up behind them on a screen. Many of you saw that, and that word showed up on the screen 3 times. Also, on the field, as part of the stage, was a giant chevron made out of lights on the left and right side of the stage. And then below that, on each side of the stage, was a very large screen. It was maybe 30 to 40 feet wide, maybe 10 feet tall. And those 2 screens also flashed the words prepared. And then, of course, the children sang the words prepare. So between those, that was 6 times that prepare showed up. Also, there were probably some of you that had heard that Maserati had a commercial about one of their vehicles that said, "We are prepared, now we strike." Some of you have heard that. And when I did the first 3 sessions, at that point, I had found a few more prepares. When I was on the Hagman & Hagman program over a month ago, at that time, I had only found 7 prepares. But now, ladies and gentlemen, get this. Now I have found 22 occurrences of the word prepare during the Super Bowl. 22 times, folks. It was not easy. But it wasn't meant to be easy. They did this on purpose. They hid it. And just like Manly P. Hall stated, the Freemason Illuminati writer, he said the symbolism is only available to a very select few. Now, that doesn't mean that God's children, those that are bought by Jesus, cannot know their hidden secrets. See, that's where they're wrong. Because God Almighty, Yahweh, El Shaddai, can reveal to us the secrets. So 22 times. The most disturbing part of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that I do not believe they thought that anyone would see what they did. The way that they displayed it was not meant for many people to know about. They did it so that most people would not know about it. And because they did it that way, that means that they were gloating and mocking everybody, because it was kind of like, look at this, we are showing them they need to prepare and they don't even see it. And we're showing them that we're about to explode the world into war and they don't even know it. But you know, folks, God wants us to know, because God doesn't allow anything to happen before he reveals his secrets to his servants. That's why we're doing this discipline, so that we can know what's coming, so that you can prepare your life and your family. Also, I want to say this. The prepare message was not meant to be a standalone warning, because the Super Bowl also included other cryptic words of warning. Again, I'm going to share that in the next session when I show some of the commercials where I was able to find this, but this is why this News from the Wall program is so important, because I believe this information is profound. It's profound because in their Super Bowl production program, they told us why we need to prepare. They told us why. They told us some of the things that are going to happen. And I believe they also revealed the timing of when these things are going to happen. And here's what they said. They said in their warning that when it arrives, when the fires arrive, I'm using the word fire because that's what they revealed in their symbols. Fire is going to arrive before the people are ready. It's going to catch people off guard. Now, folks, I cannot stress this enough. And I'm not stressing it because they're the only source of warning. For those of you that might say, Nathan, so you're taking their word for it that it's going to happen when no one's ready. Why would you believe them? They're a bunch of bloodthirsty, cannibal, vampire thieves. Who cares what they think? Well, God has been using his watchmen, his servants, to also say the same thing. I have been saying that for the longest time, that when the fires do arrive, when the darkness arrives, most people will not be ready. And as a result, they're going to be a part of the statistics. Their future is going to result in a very unfavorable outcome, including having their lives cut short or loved ones' lives cut short because they were not ready and they didn't take the warning seriously, or they didn't know about it, or they weren't in the right spiritual condition, or they had not navigated according to God's guidance. We can dissect and spend several shows talking about why some people are not going to make it. I have many sermons that I've shared on why. In the Super Bowl, they just told us that it's going to happen. The fires will arrive before most people are ready and they're going to get consumed. Nathan, fire? Well, folks, let me just explain it right here. Here's the kind of fires that are coming to America and to the world. According to what I was able to decode from their message, their fires are going to be caused by explosions, fire of destruction, by violence, by war, possibly nuclear war. In fact, I'm pretty sure nuclear war is going to be a part of it. Also, fires of civil unrest, fires produced by angry mobs, fires by bombs, air raids, and terrorist attacks. Now, in addition to those kind of fires, also other events, including pestilence, plague. Oh, also, let me include this, folks. And this is the part that I'm sure some of you don't want to hear. You don't want to know about this, but this is also coming, and we're also going to see an invasion from creatures that are not of this world. An invasion from underworld creatures, zombies, and vampire types of entities. Now, folks, I don't like to say this stuff, but I have to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, because they, the globalists and Illuminati chess players, have decided. It's them. They decided that it's time for their next move, and perhaps their final moves. And their moves are what I consider to be criminal. They're criminal moves, and thus far, it appears that their moves are not going to be stopped. And according to the Bible, they won't be stopped, because it's end-time Bible prophecy. Now, a big question that many may wonder about is, how soon will all of this happen? This year? This summer? This fall? Next week? When? Well, folks, I address that many times on my programs, and I'm not going to give you an exact date. I'm talking about the season of when this is going to happen, but based on what I saw, here's the answer. And let me explain it in a term like this. They revealed that we are already involved in their game, and their game is pretty far along. During the Super Bowl, they actually disclosed something that was interesting. When I heard it, I thought to myself, now what can they mean by that? Was that just a little empty comment of no consequence, or Was that a veiled admission to where we are in what they consider their little game, their game of world domination? Listen to this, folks. And by the way, add this to one of the lists, because when I said I heard their prepare warning 22 times, this is one of them. Listen to this.
After the touchdown by Malcolm Smith, it's a first down. We're at the 2-minute warning. Super Bowl 48.
Today's game is sponsored by the owning Geekly from Maserati. We have prepared, now we strike.
So, I find that interesting how that was worded. The announcer chose to put those words together. We've reached the 2-minute warning right before the half. And then they talked about their sponsor. Boom, we've prepared, now we strike. By the way, for those of you wondering, I slowed that down for emphasis and for clarity to show you that it's in there. And you know, folks, when I hear that last clip that I just played, part of me wonders, now, did that just happen on accident? Or were there other worldly powers involved in that thing? Because when you look at how that thing was presented, 2-minute warning, right to the half, that's where we are, and now they're going to strike. It's kind of profound when we consider the ramifications of what this really means. And folks, I want to ask for those of you who are students of end time prophecy, and for those of you that are willing to learn some things or to consider that these things are true, we have to be able to analyze these things below the surface layer. Just like Manly P. Hall said, they have a surface layer for all the people who have no clue, and then the layer under that where they hide their secrets. So if we look under the surface layer, it's very telling. Are we at the halftime right now? And folks, I believe that we are. Now, we're not at the beginning. There is no way we are just getting started on this, because when we look at all of the things that have to come together for the New World Order to rise up, first, we needed to have a destruction of the world economy. That is required. You have to destroy first world prosperity. You have to take first world living down. You have to destroy the middle class. You have to bring in a lot of poverty. And that's what we have been witnessing here in America since the crash of 2008. That thing was 5.5 years ago. We're about to have the 6-year mark of that this coming September. So that thing has been going on for a while now. There's a lot of stats that show that America is in demise, and it will never, ever recover, ladies and gentlemen. Never. So we are now at the halfway mark. I fully believe that, because if we were at the end of the game, then that would mean that the wars have already taken place. Between now and the time that the New World Order beast rises up out of the sea, the wealth of this planet needs to burn. Countries need to burn. The phoenix rises out of the ashes of fire. During the opening and closing Olympic ceremonies, they revealed that portion of their timeline. The Olympic closing ceremony showed the phoenix rising out of the torches of all the nations of the world. It was an in-your-face announcement. Hey, world, we're about to set you on fire so that our bird can rise up. They call it the phoenix. The book of Revelation calls it the beast. It's going to rise up out of ashes. So between now and when the beast rises up, ladies and gentlemen, the world needs to catch on fire. Fire is going to happen through war, through financial destruction, through turmoil, through the crash of the dollar, etc., etc. That's what we're talking about here. So where are we in the timeline? We're not at the beginning. That's a given. But we're not at the end, because the fire is not happening right now, and the globalist one world government is not rising up. We do not have a one world currency yet. So between now and when the beast rises up, the currency of the world has to be destroyed. By the way, if you're an American citizen, the world's reserve currency is the US dollar. That thing is going to go by the wayside. That's going to be a thing of the past. And right now we are seeing those things come together. We're seeing that plan come to fruition. The U.S. dollar is going to be thrown away, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to cause massive inflation here in the country. It's going to affect the price of stuff that you buy. Side note, that's why you need to be getting some things now while you can. For those of you that say, I'm just going to let God take care of me, I'm going to trust in Him, well, God bless you, my friend. I hope that plan works. By the way, side note, if some of you are living on fixed incomes and based on your budget, it would be very difficult for you to be acquiring things before the dollar crashes, then you are going to be trusting in God, and God is going to show provision for a lot of people through miraculous means. So if that's you, then your level of faith is going to require that God shows up when that happens. And I believe that he can, folks. But for the others that have the means, they're not broke right now. You have a job, you have savings, and you're just wasting it on stuff, and you're not applying the best measures of stewardship at the moment. And if some of you may have very good financial means and you would still say, Nathan, I'm not going to worry about it. God's going to take care of me. Well, I don't know, my friend. I think that's tempting fate. I think that that's possibly presumption that I hope that plan works out for you. But based on what I see in the scriptures, when we look at Noah and Joseph and even Jesus, who was given money, who relied on the Magi to bring the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh, and they were, and Mary and Joseph were able to go live in Egypt because gold was given to them. You see, folks, even Jesus used money, but God did provide for him. So I don't know, folks. I think that if you have the ability to try to do your best to get ready for what's coming. Now, that's a whole other program, as I stated, but this thing is in motion right now. So when we look at the timeline, I think that it's pretty close that we are at about the halftime. And in the last program, I mentioned that we are halfway there. So if we're halfway there, that means the opening acts have already happened. We're at approximately the middle point, and they told us that in the halftime, the strike is about to happen. We're prepared to strike. That's going to happen next. So because of that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's entirely feasible and possible that the strike is coming. And the strike is going to involve a lot of things, but one of them will be war. The strike of war. Now, the big question is, but who's going to strike? Are we talking someone's going to strike us? Or are we saying that we, America, is going to strike somebody else? What do we mean, Nathan? What are we talking about? Well, Maserati, as many of you know, has the Trident logo. And the Trident is the three-pronged fork. The pitchfork with three teeth on it. What does that mean? I've seen some people on the internet try to dissect that, and some people came up with some good theories, very interesting theories. And I'm sure some of you have also come up with some of your own theories on what the trident is going to mean in this. And when we're trying to decode symbolism, symbolism has a lot of layers to it. There's the surface layer that means what it says. The Trident logo is for Maserati, a car company trying to just sell cars. Okay, that's the surface layer. But under that layer, we ask the question, they're prepared to strike? Okay, but they have a Trident logo. What does that mean? When we start researching the Trident, we can go into very, very deep research. The Trident was the weapon of choice for the mythological creature Neptune or Poseidon or Satan. Satan has a pitchfork. The word trident comes from two words, tri meaning three, and dent is the word for teeth, a pitchfork with three teeth. Okay, so that's what that means. Who uses it? Well, the mythological creatures use it. Are they going to strike? Is Poseidon going to come out of the ocean and become an incarnate creature and start throwing pitchforks at people? Is that how this is going to happen? Or is Neptune going to start hurling tridents from outer space? Well, that's a silly question, Nathan. Really? A planet hurling tridents? I'm just asking the question because we're putting everything on the table. Is Satan going to start striking with his trident? You know what, folks? Yeah, he is. God is going to allow him to do certain things in the end times. So please add that to the list of possible suspects. And for those of you that did some research on trident, you might have also seen, and you know, I find the timing of this one pretty amazing when you think about it. But the state seal, the national seal for the nation of the Ukraine, uses the trident as their logo. And some of you already know that. They use the color blue and gold or blue and yellow. The trident is the Ukraine's logo. Interesting. But first, I want to continue on with the prepare message. Since we are at the halftime, I fully believe that that's approximately where we are in the timeline of global takeover. And since we are halfway, that means that there's just two quarters left. The first and second quarter are done, and we saw financial chaos enter the world stage. And now the next phase is the third and the fourth quarter. And I'm using football analogy because this was the Super Bowl. But we have two quarters left. And in the final two quarters, we are going to see all the things that I mentioned. Now, when the children sang the song at the beginning of the halftime show, for those of you that watched it, it went by real quick. It was five lines from a Bruno Mars song. Bruno Mars has a song called Billionaire. And those were the first five lines of his Billionaire song. Now, his real song, Billionaire, does not sound like it did when the children were singing it. Because his Billionaire song has foul language and it's not suitable for public consumption. But during the Super Bowl, they toned it down. They used children. They made it sound pretty. And folks, here's another thing that I need to stress. Ladies and gentlemen, just because it sounds pretty does not mean it doesn't have sharp teeth. And just because it sounds pretty does not mean it's not poison. And just because it sounds pretty does not mean that it will not damage you or trick you or deceive you. That's the way it works. Satan is the god of lies, the father of lies. He shows himself as an angel of light and presents pretty music with children. I've noticed many times that people lower their guard because the music's pretty. And folks, isn't it amazing? Isn't it interesting how music's able to do that? Nathan, I don't want to be deceived. It's pretty, though. I can't help it. And folks, I know that. Let me agree with you. I'll validate that statement. Pretty music is pretty in its sound. But is it always innocent? Is there a consequence? When the halftime show started, there were 12 children standing side by side, holding hands on the stage, and they sang these five lines. When they were finished, Bruno Mars then took over, started playing the drums, and then his program, his show started. But the very beginning started with children. So let me play that right now. Listen to this, folks. Okay, I want to talk about the prepared message that was displayed when the children were singing this. The very first lines of the song said, "Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights." Okay, I want to stop right there. In the Bruno Mars song, Billionaire, apparently it's a billionaire saying they're hungry for power. They're hungry for fame and fortune and attention, and they're narcissistic and they're full of themselves. So all they can think about is becoming famous, and they dream about it. They fantasize about it. So they say, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights. Now, if we are to examine this as sleuths, let us first acknowledge that there's a surface layer to this song. It's a guy that wants to be rich, like I just described. But under that layer, it's not talking about just some guy that wants to be rich. Under the surface layer, it's talking about the power-hungry trip of the global elite. Those people that are a part of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, all those roundtable groups of secret societies, the Illuminati, the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, it goes on and on and on. There's a lot of different groups, folks. And these people are thirsty for one thing, and that is power and recognition. They are narcissistic. They cannot get enough. They cannot be satisfied with the wealth that they have and the power that they have. They are consumed by it. They're addicted to it. So the first two lines of this song, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights. It's talking about the insatiable appetite of the global elite. It's the condition of their heart that it's talking about. And we are hearing the condition of their heart through one voice. Every time they close their eyes, they see their names in shining lights. They cannot stand it. They love it. And this is the hunger in the insatiable appetite that Satan is able to place inside an individual who sells their soul to him, because the peace of God can never satisfy them because they've given themselves up and their mind and their conscience has been seared. They're not able to hunger for God and the things of God and the beauty of God's holiness, the comfort of his presence. They have not tasted of those things. They are strangers to the living water of God and the peace that God can provide that passes all understanding. They know nothing about that. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks be to God that those of you living for him, those of you that are hungry for him, you know that there is a peace that this world cannot give, that only God, our Creator and our Savior, can provide. It's only through him that the peace can come, because the peace is stronger than our circumstance, and the peace is stronger than our poverty. The peace of God is more powerful and more soothing than your circumstance and your situation that to the world looks doubtful and hopeless. But folks, we can go through a hopeless situation with the peace of God, and we can make it. And that's why we're his children. But the global elite do not understand this. They think different. They believe that they are evolved above regular humans. They believe that they are above the regular thinking. They believe that they are above the moral boundaries that restrict the rest of humanity. They believe that the rules for them are different. Now, after the first two lines were sung, line three comes in and it totally changes. Under the surface of what we hear, they say a different city every night. Oh, why? Let me say that again. A different city every night. Oh, why? Now, when we're looking at this message, ladies and gentlemen, it shifted from the condition of the globalist heart. It shifted into a veiled warning. It shifted into a veiled announcement, a veiled proclamation, a veiled threat that this is what's going to happen. And it's going to happen in America to a different city every night. Now, folks, keep that in mind, and I'm going to explain more what I mean. But if you were able to watch the children singing this portion of the song, it reveals itself that this is what they're talking about. Because right after they say line three, then they say line four, which is, I swear the world better prepare. And then there's a pause, and then they say, prepare. And then there's another pause, and then they say it for the third time, prepare. And then the fireworks go off, and then Bruno Mars starts playing the drums. Now, those of you that do not have access to my notes, I've placed a YouTube in my notes of the children playing this portion of the halftime show. It's real short. I'm going to provide a YouTube. But if you do not have access, if you're in a car or you're away from your computer, let me play the children singing this again. And this time when I play it, make note of what I just shared. The first two lines are for one group of people, but then lines three and after that become a warning and an announcement of what's going to happen. And then make note of this. When they sing the words prepare, listen to the sound that is between the three prepares when they sing it. So they say prepare, and then there's a pause, and then they say it again, prepare, and then there's another pause, and then they say prepare, and they hold the note a little longer. One of the kids goes way high when they're saying prepare. But make note of the sound that is between the three prepares. Let me play this again. Here we go. Now, when they sang the first two lines, every time I close my eyes, my name is shining lights, the kids were standing in darkness. there were silhouettes in front of a blank screen. When they got to the part, a different city every night, oh, why? Behind the children, the American flag showed up. When they said a different city every night, oh, why? The flag showed up when they said the word night. And then when they said, oh, the flag got bigger. And then when they said, why, it got smaller. And then there were two beats after that. So the flag changed behind the kids five different times. And when you're watching the video, there were five beats and five projections of different flag sizes in a row. And I believe what they were saying right there, that was a literal statement. A different city every night, and then they showed the flag five times. So in other words, they were telling us, because they flashed the flag five times, that five American cities are going to have something happen to them. Now, if you have the YouTube, take a look at it, folks. We're looking under the surface. The symbols that they are waving in front of our face and cackling like demons, because they're saying the people are too stupid to get it. But they're telling us that five American cities are going to have something happen. They're telling us America is going to have five events. Okay, that's line three. A different city every night, oh why? In fact, they're saying, oh why? Why is it happening? Well, because they're evil and they want it to happen. So five cities are going to have an event. When they get to line four, they say, I swear the world better prepare. So it shifts from America having a chaotic event. And let me just say, folks, is it possible it could be either a terrorist event or a false flag of some sort in five different cities, or possibly it will be the result of war taking place. So when we go to war with Russia over the Ukraine, that thing that's approaching, five cities are going to get it. So that's line three. Line four says, I swear the world better prepare. So now it shifted from the United States to the entire world in line four. The world better prepare. At first they warned America, now it's the whole world. So if you live in Europe or Canada or Australia or you're somewhere else, let me tell you, my friend, this thing's going to be worldwide. The entire planet is going to erupt into a fireball of chaos because they want it to. So they say the world better prepare. Now, a moment ago, I played the prepare portion, and then there was a sound that you heard between the prepare. That sound, if you were watching the video, it has the projection of the word prepare in red letters, but then it turns into static. That sound between the two prepares was snow from a TV screen. You folks remember the TVs when they would go off the air and it's just static, there's nothing there, the snow that would show? Well, that static showed between the three prepares. It looks like snow, and then they say prepare again, and then the snow showed up. So the snow showed up twice. And folks, this is what was meant by the static showing up. When static shows up on a TV screen, that means that the program went away and the signal has been lost. And usually that's going to happen when you have a storm, a thunderstorm, the power goes out at the TV station, so it turns into static. So a technical difficulty can cause a TV signal to have static. But there are also other things that cause a TV signal to have static. One of them is the program goes away and then the emergency broadcasting signal shows up.
We interrupt this program with an emergency message from the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, and all state and local governments. At 3:33 a.m. Eastern Time on 2014, NORAD surveillance has notified the White House that several Russian ICBM missiles have made landfall in the states of Wyoming, Nebraska, and northeastern Colorado. The Russian missiles have destroyed several hundred American missile batteries. Damage and injuries are not known at this time, but expected to be substantial. At 3:45 a.m. Eastern Time, several waves of Russian MiGs and bombers targeted the cities of Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, and several regions along the East Coast, including North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. A Russian invasion has begun. Homeland Security has requested that all citizens stay in their homes and do not use their phones. Nationwide phone service has been suspended for private residences and will only be available for official business. FEMA has enacted a nationwide emergency and requests that all citizens shelter in place. Batteries and stores of food and water will be essential at this time. At last report, Russian aircraft have been able to move inland beyond American missile defenses. The United States National Guard Air Defense and Air Force are engaging Russian forces. But a cyber failure has occurred in the Pentagon and has destroyed relays along the American defense networks. This is a national emergency. This is not a test. All state and local law enforcement will begin enforcing a nationwide state of martial law. All reserve units are being activated. Citizens who are located in coastal cities are requested to relocate to the nearest underground shelter. Be prepared to remain there for several days. Please stand by for further updates and instructions on the nationwide emergency.
So, when the prepare message was interrupted by the static sound that you heard, folks, that spoke volumes. The Illuminati placed that in there on purpose. And they laughed about it because they didn't think anyone else was going to notice. Now, folks, get this. While the children are telling everybody to prepare, in the middle of the announcement, hey, you need to get prepared. Everybody that can hear me, run to the store and get some food. Get prepared now. But within a second of them being told to prepare, the emergency broadcast signal comes up. We interrupt this program for a special bulletin. Too late to prepare. It's here now. Head for the cellar. Go hide. Go to the bomb shelter. Get away from the windows. Don't look at the flash when it happens. You see, folks, within these few seconds, we have volumes and volumes of information. In other words, they're telling us three times. Well, we told them three times to prepare. If they didn't get ready in time, that's not our fault. But here's what they also said. While the people are being told to prepare, it's going to strike too quickly. So they won't have time to prepare. Now, some of you are listening to this and you're saying, Nathan, are you serious? Really? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, really. I have been looking at this thing over and over and, yeah, they're gloating in the fact that by the time it becomes official, you see, there's a lot of people right now that are mocking the warning message and they're mocking the Watchmen of God and the people who get on Blog Talk Radio who are trying and crying out to try to wake up and warn and beg the people with the last remaining days, weeks, or months that we have, or even years if God is patient with us, please get ready. See, there's some people that are mocking that, and they say, you're just silly. Where is it? It hasn't happened. You're a liar. So, according to the absurd rationale of some of these people, they say, okay, Nathan, you said it was coming. Well, it hasn't come yet, so you're a liar. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the reason it hasn't come yet in the big picture is because God's being compassionate and he wants to give people more time. Ladies and gentlemen, if some of you happen to be full of doubt and you're having to struggle with what I'm saying or some of the messages that you've heard me share, just take a look around. Please. The statistics are showing that things are going on. I have been sharing. The judgment on America is going to happen in four categories. I've said this for years. The first category is famine, so the economy is going to feel it first. And then we're going to see pestilence. And then we're going to see the arrival of evil beasts. So satanic evil is going to engulf nation America. And America is going to be thrust into darkness. And then the final one will be the sword. War. War will eventually happen where the United States will find herself engaged in a battle that she will not win. With a sad outcome. And that part is getting ready to happen. So up to this point, the majority of events have happened in the category of famine. The staff of bread has been broken and the economy is in shambles. 50 million people are signed up for food stamps. The unemployment rate is between 20 and 30%, if not higher. College graduates cannot find work. They come out of college indebted $30,000 to $100,000 with college loans. They can't find work. They have to move back home. And things are not looking very well for America. Radio Shack just announced they're going to shut down 1,100 stores a few weeks ago. Macy's is shutting down stores. Sears and Kmart are going to shut down 500 stores. Safeway has been deep in debt. They sold off their holdings in Canada, and now Safeway has been bought out by another company. Folks, the economy of America is falling apart. So we are watching this happen in slow motion. So the next events that are coming are going to be war. And out of war, we're going to see pestilence. So my friends, this is not empty entertainment here. This stuff is serious. Now, when we saw the prepare message flash and then the emergency broadcast system come on the screen, it flashed 3 times. And they sang it 3 times. So that's a total of 6 times. I shared the announcer saying we're at the halftime, we're prepared. So that was another time. So that's 7 times. And then we have the Maserati commercial. Listen to this.
The world is full of giants. They have always been here, lumbering in the schoolyards, limping through the alleys. We had to learn how to deal with them, how to overcome them. We were small, but fast. Remember? We were like a wind appearing out of nowhere. We knew that being clever was more important than being the biggest kid in the neighborhood. As long as we keep our heads down, as long as we work hard, trust what we feel in our guts, our hearts, then we're ready. We wait until they get sleepy. Wait until they get so big they can barely move. Then we walk out of the shadows. Quietly walk out of the dark. And strike.
That makes another one. So that makes 8 occurrences of the word prepare. Of course, the Maserati commercial says it in past tense prepared, but I'm still using that in the grouping. Okay, so we have 8 occurrences. I just shared a few of them, and I'm about to disclose another set of them. This next set is going to include 12 more occurrences of the word prepare. All right, folks, well, it looks like we've reached the end of part 4. Please go to part 5 to hear the continuation of this series already in progress.